So then there were some trastuzumab DM1 studies that were presented. One was from Holden et al., phase one of weekly in HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. The argument T-DM1 is trastuzumab conjugated to DM1, which is a tubulin-binding agent. It's a maytansinoid. It binds tenfold more tightly than vinca alkaloids. And so this is basically a mechanism for intracellular delivery, targeting the delivery of an intracellular agent. Again, HER2-positive, they had to have progressed within, you know, a couple of months of a trastuzumab chemotherapy regimen, and it was a dose escalation scheme. 19 patients treated, heavily pretreated. Again, the average patient on this study had had more than a year of prior trastuzumab. So again, they were selecting for patients who were likely to be acquired HER2 resistance. The primary endpoints included the half-life, which for this drug is about 4 days. They found the maximum tolerated dose for it. And they comment for the AEs in this were more of a chemotherapy sort of syndrome with thrombocytopenia and transaminase elevations and nausea. They did not see EF changes. Again, these patients had all passed the trastuzumab stress test. The response rate in this of the 15 patients that they could evaluate was 53%, which of course is small and just raises some interest in it. The other phase one study of the same drug administered Q3 weeks, so a different schedule of the same drug, is essentially the identical study, again, dose escalation with exactly the same endpoints, 24 patients treated, similarly at least a year of duration prior trastuzumab. And the dose-limiting toxicity was very similar, and they established the recommended phase 2 dose of this particular drug. Comment on the response rates, they only had 14 patients contributing to that endpoint, but it was 36%.
I've heard sort of whiffs and rumors that there are patients out there who have had great responses, particularly to T-DM1. Has anybody seen that, Andy?
Yeah, and Shanu Modi is our point person with this agent at Memorial, and I think she's actually published some of the radiographs in patients with visceral disease.